At the September 6th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Ruth Bland recognized the heroic actions of PCHS students, staff, and coaches at the scene of an August 4th traffic accident. Listen as she describes what happened.
As the community may have heard, on August 4th, after football practice, there was a devastating accident that occurred with one of our students on Route 39. And as that accident occurred, of course, practice was leaving out, and we had a number of coaches who were in their private vehicles that responded to the scene. We also had the Southern Activity bus stopped in front of that accident. And on that bus were students that were watching their classmate in a horrible situation. Under the direction of Mr. Shannon Arbogast, who is our soccer coach, and with the protection of Chuck McQuain, our bus driver, they were able to organize those students to go into Knapps Creek with their lunch buckets and form a bucket brigade to be able to douse the fire until the fire department got there. There were over 29 students that participated in the rescue of this student and of the family that was also in the accident. And the family is also an employee, and their children are also students in the school system. The incident commander at the time was Herbie Barlow, and in his report that he is submitting to the state fire marshal, he has indicated that the actions of the students, heroic as they were, was what saved the child's life. Now, we do know that the child has some serious injuries and is recovering at this time, but what I would like to do is recognize the students and the staff that participated in the rescue. I went to coaches, got names. It happened on Thursday evening, and on Friday I was at the practices, spoke to each one of the coaches. You need to understand that the coaches that were there were in both vehicles. They shielded the children from coming close to the fire, and it was a serious fire. I did ask the incident commander, were the students in danger? He said, Ruth, they were fighting fire. That's what he said to me. But we had a number of students that were in Knapps Creek joining that bucket brigade. They came off that bus. Mr. McLean would have not been able to keep those students on that bus because they were bent on helping their classmate. So in a world where we see so many bad things, we have a bunch of really, really good students, really good kids, and we have some really great employees that will lay down their life for someone else to save them. So as we talk with the adults, Matt Buzzard, Brad Carpenter, Darlene Arbogast, Doug Lance, and Shannon Arbogast, they helped in the rescue, as did Ryan Friel, Nathan Boylan, Caleb Ritter, Devin Burgess, Braden Hayhurst, Landon Hebb, Jacob Bennett, Justin Dean, Dakota Sheets, DJ Wilfong, Clayton Burns, Gavin Walls, Ramona Hardy, Berkeley Buzzard, Windsor Alderman, Drew Cummings, Brady Carpenter, Hayden Moore, Logan Weimer, Nathaniel Weimer, Ryan Roy, James Scott, Mackenzie Thomas, Evan Hamrick, Elizabeth Friel, Taylor Hoke, Riley Pollock, Andrea Alderman, Elizabeth Friel, Ethan Stahl, Ben Weathers, and Noah Solak. There were students that stayed on the bus because they were quite scared. We had upperclassmen that chose to stay with those students and console those students while the activity was happening in front of them. The incident has been reported to the West Virginia Department of Education, Department of Transportation. When I spoke with Mr. Weber, who is the Director of Transportation, he was traveling. He had his Bluetooth on, talking to me on the phone. I started to explain to him what had happened. He said, hold on, I've got to pull off. And when he pulled off, he said to me, we've never had anything like this happen before. Please tell me again. So I told him what happened. And what I was very concerned about was the children coming off the bus and the safety of the children. And he said it may not have been the correct decision, but it was the right decision for not only the child that was in the car, but for all the children that were on that bus. So they all know about it. Our attorneys know about it. And as you know, WVNS Channel 59 did a story. They did a short story on it. It's a bigger story than what they reported on because not only was it the football team, It was the girls' soccer team. It was the cheerleaders also, and the coaches. So it was a very organized group of students that knew what they needed to do, and they did the job. And I'm so very proud of them. I'm so very proud of my bus driver who stayed with that bus, stayed on the radio, was able to do a back and forth with the dispatch as to what was going on. We are fortunate that no lives were lost, but our students are brave, courageous, and heroic. Thank you.
We will present the rest of that board meeting in an additional story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.